A reading from John 10:8-10. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
Yesterday we were talking about I am the light of the world, and there are, I think, about 7 I ams in the Gospel of John, and this is another one. I am the gate. And then he talks about those who have come before are thieves and robbers. And then he says, you must come through me. I am the gate. You must pass through this gate.
Yeah, the imagery here is of ancient Israel, Israel in Jesus' time, and he's referring here to sheep pens that are held out away from the city a bit. They were small walls that were built that were able to keep animals out, sometimes a little bit of a covering, not always. And the gate was an open area that sheep could come in and out. And some scholars suggest that one of the shepherds would sleep in front of that opening as a declaration that the sheep couldn't get out, but also being the protector outward. And so there's a literal physicalness to this, of a shepherd being in front of a gate. And the image that Jesus uses in this passage to talk about illegitimate spiritual leaders, he calls them hirelings. Someone who's just come on as a day laborer, so to speak, not really interested in the sheep, but wants to get his money. He's not going to lay in front of the gate in the face of danger. But Jesus is the one who does that. And there's so much going on here in this imagery. There's one of protection. There's one of entrance. You know, Jesus talks about there's two ways, one that's wide and one that's narrow. Mm-hmm. Go in through the narrow way. And he, in this one image, is saying he's access to the Father as the gate, but he's also a protector against the evil one who would want to come in and destroy the sheep in the pen.
Spiritual warfare, which is an area you've taught in for many years, is very much in evidence here. But the other thing that has nothing to do with that is when I was in Israel over a year ago, we saw shepherds and we saw the sheep. And what was remarkable to me is that in the modern world I live in, there are no shepherds and there are no sheep sitting around anywhere in view. And we don't quite get this. I mean, you explained it beautifully, and you explained it in terms of place and in time. If you go over to Israel, actually, it's still going on. But to the modern ear, this is a little foreign. And it's something that we just have to be aware of. It's very useful to get a little bit of additional information to understand that Jesus is talking to an audience here who understands exactly what he was saying. It was part of the environment.
And to reiterate what we've said yesterday and is important today, this is one of the I am statements. And so using the commonness of their world, he's making a very bold statement. And he's declaring, in the same way there's only one gate into the pen for the sheep to be safe, I am the gate that you can enter to be in relationship with the Father.